Good morning, everyone. Morning. So I'm sure you had lots and lots of fun with your balloons and new creations. Some of them I won't call them dogs, but they're new creations, which is good at that. We're going to take a look at a video now.
2 Corinthians 5:17 says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come." If you believe in Jesus Christ, you've passed from death to life. You've been made new. And if you want to see that newness, that life in your life, you got to follow him. You got to walk with him. You got to abide in him. Jesus Christ can make you whole in ways you never thought possible.
Great. So I wonder, have any of you had a makeover? And when I mean a makeover, I mean, have you had like new clothes, maybe redecorated your bedroom, changed your hairstyle? Have you? Yeah? Okay, great. So, and this is what our verse for today is talking about, that we are a new creation in Jesus. Can everyone say that? A new creation in Jesus. And so when we say yes to Jesus, we are saying, and when we follow him, we are saying, come and make me anew. Change me and mold me into something completely new. So if we could have the PowerPoint up, please, Andrew. There's another one. Next slide, please. And the other one. Thank you. And again. So I don't know about you, but have you got a piece of clothing that you absolutely adore, but it's kind of, it's falling apart. There's holes in it. There's so much going wrong. And maybe you're like me, where there's a coat in the wardrobe that you really want to keep because you like it and it's probably should go in the bin. And you think, I'm going to take it down the shop to get it repaired. And you're never going to do that. And so has anyone else got them kind of clothes? Or is it just me? Okay, a few of you. There's a few of us here today. That's good. So imagine you're an old piece of T-shirt or jumper or that old piece of clothing that's fallen apart, and that is you. And then, so that has got all loads of stains on, and maybe there's some people that use old clothes for painting in as well, that've got lots of different stains, etc. on. And so my one is an old new wine T-shirt, and it was a yellow top. It's now got blue and yellow and red on it as well, and that's my painting top. And so that's marked out. It's ruined as such. And that's what happens when the world kind of puts on us, doesn't it? That we are marked out, that we are sinful, that we are wrong. But then Jesus, what God did, he sent his only son, Jesus, to die on the cross for us, to pay for all of our sins. And he says, do you know what, Adam? You take that painted top off. Take that holy, disgusting top off. Here's a brand new one. And he gives us a brand new identity. So before knowing Jesus, we might have lived bad habits, wrong attitudes, and felt so far away from God. But the old has gone, and he has given us a brand new T-shirt. It's a bit like this T-shirt that I'm wearing today. It was something before it became a T-shirt. It was bamboo, and it's been made new into a nice T-shirt. Oh, I think it's nice anyway. And so the old has gone, and the new has come. And that is only possible through Jesus. Another example, who loves colouring or drawing with a pencil? Yeah, there's a few of us as well. Imagine you get given this wonderful 2B pencil or whatever the nicest one is. It's been some time since I've picked up a pencil. And you start on this nice bit of paper that you're going to draw this amazing picture. And then you pick it up to notice the lead is broken, which only means it's going to get bad and bad and bad because the rest of the lead is broken inside the pencil. And so you keep sharpening it, and every single time you put it down on a bit of paper, it keeps breaking. And that's a bit like life, isn't it, sometimes? That we try our hardest, we absolutely try, and sometimes we just get things wrong. Sometimes we just sin. And again, Jesus comes along and he says, no more of that. I see you using this brand new pencil. And that's what he does. He changes the lead completely. He takes away the sin and gives us a brand new pencil to use. So God doesn't just make us new in the inside. He also gives us the ability to see the world completely different. It's like when we put on a new pair of glasses. Most of you will know that I was struggling with migraines, and I actually listened to my optician and started wearing these, and lo and behold, I can see better, and I've stopped having migraines. And so the new has come. And so we see the world differently, and that means when we see the world differently, we need to treat and love others differently as well. I wonder, have any of you at work or maybe at school or maybe in Tesco shopping got really annoyed with someone because of how they parked or how they're too slow in front of you? Sometimes we can have attitudes in how we treat other people. And yet, God is saying, with these new glasses, love them. Love them unconditionally. And so, maybe if we move on a few slides, maybe we just need to follow Jesus and look at his example, because at the end of the day, we can always get things wrong. And when we follow him, when we really submit to him, we are living as the new creation that he is calling us to be and to live out the purpose also. Next slide, please. Imagine you've got a garden and it's full of weeds. If you've driven past my front garden up until last weekend, it was full of weeds and last year's growth, and it looked pretty dull and boring. And now spring has come, and you can start to see amazing new flowers, different colours come up. Plants that you didn't even plant yourself that have been dormant for some time and have now come up. Well, it's like this. Before it was full of weeds, your life was full of weeds, like a garden, and things were taking up space. But when we accept Jesus into our heart, God helps us to clear out all of them weeds, all of the boring stuff, all of the things that make us dirty. And God helps us to clear it all out, and he plants beautiful flowers, making it a lovely garden that shines. Next slide, please. So, I don't know about you, but being a new Christian isn't just about feeling. It's about living out that change every day. Because Jesus died and he rose again, didn't he not? Didn't he not? Yeah. Oh, there we go. You're getting there slowly. So, being a new creation is something that we need to live out every single day. When Jesus makes us new, we get to be part of this massive family, not just in here, but global. And that family, we get to share things with. We get to love everyone with, and also love everyone and share things outside too, and welcome them in to be part of the family. So we can show kindness, be patient, forgive easily, which is not always that easy, is it? And to live a way that makes God proud. And so think of it like riding a bike. At first, it's a little wobbly. You may need stabilizers. And you might even fall off a few times. But as you keep practicing, you get better and better and more confident. You even may put a bell on it and a few other little things on your bike as well. But being a new creation in Jesus is like that too, that we start off with stabilizers and we need to just keep persevering until we can confidently go ahead. And it takes time, but with God's help, we can take the stabilizers off. So let's celebrate this amazing truth. that when we say yes to Jesus, we get a brand new life. We get the new t-shirt. We get the new identity. The old has gone. The new has come. And it's receiving the best ever makeover. You don't have to spend £90 to £100 in a hairdresser's. It's completely free. And so when we get to live with hope and the peace and the joy, knowing that God is always with us, if you've never experienced that new creation in Jesus, today is a great day to start that journey. So if you've already said yes to him, remember that you are a new creation. So let's live like we are a new creation. Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, I just give thanks for everyone in this room, Lord. Father, we give thanks that we are made in your image, that you created us in your mother's womb. And so, Holy Spirit, will you teach us, will you humble us to know that we are a new creation in you? We give thanks for all that you have done, and may we show love to everyone around us as a new creation. In Jesus' name, amen.